Let's take a look at the utter devastation the overturning of Roe v. Wade has done to the pro-choice community. What happened on June 24, 2022 was no less than a nuclear bomb going off in that community. And all of their control of the media, of social media, all of the censorship that has been going on the last few years, their control of the educational system, didn't stop it. You see, for decades, they were able to concentrate all of their efforts in one area, the federal sphere. The Supreme Court, obviously. All they had to do was make sure enough pro-choice Democrats got elected to keep pro-life justices from being appointed. They spent all of their efforts on that. Now their job literally got 50 times harder. Instead of being able to concentrate completely on the federal level and just the Senate, they now have to work in every state legislator, and even every governorship in order to bring the pro-choice agenda back to where it was. They don't have the numbers for that. I know the polls have always said that a slight majority of people were pro-choice, but I never bought that, and I'll tell you why. One, I know how the polls work. They oversample Democrats. And two, they craft the question to get the response that they want. They might say something like, "Are you for or against the government telling a woman they cannot terminate a pregnancy, even in the case of rape, incest, or when a woman's life is in danger?" And even with that, oversampling the demographic that is going to give them the answer they want and crafting the question to get the response that they want, they still couldn't get more than a slight majority in their polls. And then we look at the number of people who show up for the pro-life rally that happens every year in D.C., where there's hundreds of thousands of people that show up, versus their pro-choice rally that happens once a year, where there are hundreds of people who show up. Think of the significance of that. The pro-life people are people who have jobs and families and are taking time out of their very valuable lives to go up to D.C. for the pro-life cause, versus the pro-choice people who, by and large, don't have families and don't really have real jobs. I mean, let's be honest about this. They're activists, for the most part. And so now the pro-choice issue is in the political sphere. It has become an election issue, and it's a loser for them. I'm convinced of this. If they really have the numbers that they claim they have, then why are they panicking? All they would have to do is wait until November, throw out all the Republicans across the nation, put a bunch of pro-choice people in there, and then we're back to where we were before, a slight setback. But that's not going to happen, and they know it. If anything, pro-life politicians, by and large, are going to be the ones that win elections, if elections are allowed to happen, to be quite frank with you. This is a political loser for them. So in their desperation, they come up with the most ridiculous sayings and accusations to try to bully people into being pro-choice. For instance, they'll say things like, "Well, if you're pro-life, then you are now responsible for the financial burden of every child that would have otherwise been aborted." Or, "You're not pro-life if all you care about is whether the child is born and not whether it's fed or clothed and all that stuff." Have you heard this one? First of all, people who are pro-life give to the organizations that help these mothers get on their feet and take care of their child, as opposed to the pro-choice activists who are attacking those alternative clinics. And that line of reasoning is absolutely absurd. That would be like going up to someone who thinks that dogfighting should be illegal and saying, "Okay, well, if you think dogfighting should be illegal, then you now have the financial responsibility of taking care of all the dogs that would have been involved with dogfighting." That's not reasonable, and neither is it on the pro-choice issue. But they have no real comeback for this because if we look at it from a morality standpoint, they lose. Let's take the dogfighting incident again. If we just look at it from a morality standpoint, it should be illegal, obviously. And no one should be held responsible financially other than the people who were involved, not the people who think it should be illegal. Again, that's absurd. The pro-choice side now has to argue for their issue based on morality. They have to show that it is more moral for the woman to have the right to terminate her pregnancy than it is for that child to have the right to live. And they're going to lose every single time, and they know it. The most they can hope for are provisions in the laws for women in the case of rape, incest, and if the woman's life is in danger. Most of the states that have banned the activity have those provisions. And of course, that only ever accounted for a minuscule fraction of the number of cases that happened. Most people are not for a woman to have the right to have recreational sex and then just terminate the pregnancy because it's an inconvenience or she didn't mean to get pregnant, which was well over 90 to 95% or more of the procedures done up to this point. But we'll hear the sad hypothetical stories of the 14-year-old girl who was raped by her uncle, and now she has to keep the baby. Well, let me give you another perspective on that. How about this? How about the 14-year-old girl becomes pregnant, parents and the authorities say, hey, whose child is this? She's been around her uncle a lot. Let's do a DNA test. Oh, it's uncle's. Uncle now goes to prison for the rest of his life. Uncle is not stupid. If anything, this will prevent those situations from happening more often, because uncle won't be able to secretly take his 14-year-old niece to the clinic to get rid of the evidence. Yes, I know this fight is not over for the pro-life movement, but what happened has leveled the playing field, and on a level playing field, they lose, and they know it. Until my next video, God bless.